2MCE, broadcasting in the shadow of Walu and Gunnabulla across Wiradjuri country.
Welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you so much for your company again this week. This week, an artist selection for you and the work of Mark Arment. Well, the synth-pop duo Soft Cell have just announced a tour of Australia that will see them play major centres in April of 2025. It's a tour promoting a show that will see the duo perform the complete debut album Non-Stop Erotic Cabaret, other Soft Cell hits and Mark Arment's solo pieces. To the uninitiated, this may appear to be a short show. I mean, how many times can you play Tainted Love? Look, to those that are more initiated and who know the work of Mark Arment will know that the four decades of artistic endeavour has produced an extraordinary body of work. Well, the duo of Mark Arment and Dave Ball came to prominence in the early 80s, primarily due to the hit single Tainted Love and the subsequent debut album Non-Stop Erotic Cabaret, released in 1981 and earned them the tag of One Hit Wonders, which is a bit of a misnomer, really, because Soft Cell, in fact, had 12 top 40 hits and four top 20 albums between 1981 and 1984, which was when the duo finally split. But right from the start, Mark Arment's ambitions reached further than the electro-pop of Soft Cell. Even before Tainted Love topped the UK singles chart in September of 1981, Arment was already talking up about side projects. Arment was already searching for an identity far away from his smash hits audience. One such side project was the extraordinary Mark and the Mumbers, a lineup that changed frequently, but usually included Matt Johnson from The D and the amazing Annie Hogan, with whom Arment would work later in his solo career. The project produced two studio albums, Untitled, released in 1982, and Torment and Toreros in 1983, both double albums filled to the brim with a diverse range of ballads, vaudevillian experimental musings, and Mark Arment's haunting storytelling. The albums are a bit of an homage to the artists that had heavily influenced Mark Arment's work, from Lou Reed, Syd Barrett and Scott Walker to the very dark and almost gothic folk work of Jacques Brel. Whilst continuing to explore some of the darker themes found on Soft Cell's work, the musical journey explored a far diverse terrain. So this week on Alt.80s, we're going to balance the pop tunes of Soft Cell with the challenging but extraordinary work of Mark and the Mumbers. Let's kick off the program with some of those synth pop hits that you probably are very familiar with.
To pray, but I'm sorry I don't. looking for love in a sad song. With your Avenger eyes and your cat-like ways, I can hold you. You are a fool for me to be cruel. I'm leaning on this bar, listening to you sing, and your sad song rings in my ears, and I start to cry. My soul, and we're feeling old, feeling so cold. She is the torch and she is the theme. She could be a dream, but oh boy, is she real. Try to avoid her eyes, to avoid her words. They will hit you with all that you feel.
Father never understands. first time from your parents' side, they started to show some concern, but by then it was too late. Feel it's time to pull away, shut your ears to all they say. Be yourself, you know it's true, when in the end what's left is you.
Tracks there that really epitomise the synth pop side of Mark Arman and Dave Ball. Soft Cell began the track, began the program with the track Tainted Love, their massive hit, which was actually also a hit for American artist Gloria Jones back in 1964. And a bit of a fun fact, Glen Campbell, the country star, played lead guitar on that Gloria Jones version. For Soft Cell, Tainted Love reached number one on the UK singles chart and was known as the best-selling single of 1981 in that country. You also heard Torch, the second probably most well-known song by Soft Cell, released as a single in 1982, and by June of that year it had peaked at number two on the UK singles chart. Features that really delicious trumpet solo from American trumpeter and flugelhorn player John Gratchell. It's a beautiful piece, isn't it? And track from Soft Cell's third album, which was appropriately entitled The Art of Falling Apart, as the band was falling apart by that third album. It was a top five hit in the UK, but the singles were only really modest successes. And you heard the first single, Where the Heart Is, which only reached number 21 on the UK charts. Well, by 1984, the duo had amicably decided to end Soft Cell, but Arman and Ball did reunite as Soft Cell in 2000 with a series of live dates, and they're still doing it to this very day. And as I said, we'll be touring Australia in 2025. You're listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program, with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and 2MC.org online. This week, it's an artist selection featuring the music of Mark Arment. Well, one of the side projects I referred to that eventually became the main focus of Mark Arman's work was a band called Mark and the Mumbers. And as I said, it started, marked the start of Mark Arman's career outside of Soft Cell. And in 1983, Arman and Soft Cell were very close to the kind of avant-garde scene in the UK. And Mark and the Mumbers well and truly belonged to that scene and continued the very dark themes explored within Soft Cell, but musically used different instrumentation and more complex rhythms. The group's lineup was very fluid, with members changing with each recording or each performance. The only real consistent members were Mark Arman himself, obviously, Annie Hogan, Steve James Sherlock, and Matt Johnson of The V. The Mumbers released two studio albums, or both double albums, littered with diverse musical styles and extraordinarily experimental music in tone. The debut was titled Untitled, was released in 1982, really was a collection of recordings that the band had done in those early days. But the follow-up in 1983 was an album called Torment and Toreros, really their first main full-length focused album. It contained a mix of ballads, both with and without dance beats. It was a bit of mix of vaudeville, French chanson, a bit of goth sensibility, a bit of guitar noise, piano, and extraordinarily beautiful string sections. So just over 40 years ago, Mark Armand released that album, and it almost finished his career. It was derided at the time as an overblown, self-obsessed piece of indulgence, but Torment and Toreros is now considered a flawed masterpiece, similar to the kind of retrospective views of Lou Reed's Berlin. And by the time Mark Armand came to record this second album, the Mumbers were a bona fide band that included a four-piece string section that were fascinated with Spanish flamenco and Eastern exotica, sounds that you'll hear from the tracks that I play for you this week. The critics' reception of the album made Mark Armand question whether he wanted to be involved in music at all. In fact, he totally resigned from music, but 3 days later, he publicly declared that he was back. The band members reflect on the recording process as a whirlwind and exhausting experience, not surprising that it was the last project for the group. Colin Irwin, a journalist for Melody Maker, wrote in August of 1983 that, never one for an understatement, Mark Armand now delivers his most intense, extreme and radical attack on the accepted parameters of pop music to date. Let's take some excerpts from the flawed masterpiece, that is Mark and the Mumbers, Torment and Toreros.
Become Don Juan. It's the time when all the ugly girls turn into swans. Who can say of what he's found that bull who turns and paws the ground and suddenly he sees himself all nude? Who can say of what he dreams that bull who hears the silent screams from the open mouths of multitudes? Get so bored when they are asked to suffer for us. There are the picadors and the mob's revenge. There are the toreros and the mob kneels for us.
Hey!
It's the time when grocery clerks become garquia loca and the girls put roses in their teeth like Carmen. sword and they are asked to drop dead for us. The sword will plunge down and the mob will drool. The blood will pour down and turn the sand to mud. The moment of triumph when grocery clerks become Nero. The moment of triumph when the girls scream and shout the name of their hero. And when finally they fell, did the bulls dream of a hell when men had more than matadors to burn? Or perhaps with their last breath would not they pardon us their debts, knowing what we did at Carthage, Waterloo, Verdun, Stalingrad, Hiroshima, Hiroshima, Saigon! Hooray!
80s!
Black rings round your eyes and you're spewing your lies that you know is your old routine. Spilling your drink with a nudge and a wink as you boast about people you've been. Smoking your cigarette down to the butt and your teeth are as black as the tar. You tell them it's sex, you're a stud in the bed as you hang for your life on the bar. And you see your own peak on the top of a mountain of bodies you trod on to get there. Shit on me, shit on her, shit on you in the end. And they won't even lend you the bus fare. Now you're boring the pants of the tart on the dance floor as you tell her the person you once were. She just sees you as trash, but she creams at the cash that you might pay just to grope her. And this town is a potpourri of disease. Can you smell the herpes from the scum-sucking fucks that hang round the same suckers each midnight? You were being your photo and spouting your promo, flicking back your limp, quip that's as limp as your dick, irritating your greedy cross-eyed side. Oh, Christ, and you're greasing up now to the creepy old cow that would sell out your mother, and besides, you're a sellout assured. You were always a whore, and you've always been taken for long rides. At the smell of the bribe, you go jelly inside as you step up the gold ladder to big time. Kick them on the way up, kick you on the way down, and you'll meet them all again in good time. Your friend is the yes man who sits by your side with his hand in your pocket all the time. And he's messing your head, tries to get you in bed. Well, it's all masturbation of a kind. What you earn, heaven knows, it goes straight up your nose, and you strangle your health in the end. And you're blinded by bull, and you've really been full. It's driving you straight round the bend. And you're told that a smile is so worth your while. It's what yes men call diplomacy. It'll get you the goal, but while losing the soul, you're forgetting the quality. And you heave on your drink as you're starting to think that all that shines may not be lame, but a cheap substitute that'll give you the booze. You're just a stiff at a funeral party. There you slouch. couch on the bar with your arm in the beer, wearing yesterday's mascara today. And it runs when you cry about living a lie, and the lie starting to fade away. Fade away.
This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin, and we're currently listening to Mark Armand and his band Mark and the Mumbers' 1983 album Torment and Toreros. You've heard the introduction piece, Boss Cat, Jacques Brel's The Bulls, and Catch a Fallen Star. It's an album that certainly catches the avant-garde and seedy world illustrated by the writings and the mind of Mark Armand. Let's dive back into more tracks from Torment and Toreros. Mark and the Mumbers.
All of my dreams with your blood. jealous mind so disapproving. You laughed at all my ideas and encouraged my fears. When you pretending she's late, and I sit and I wait. Over there is the picture we took when I met her, my bride. Over there is a chair where I held her whenever she cried. Over there by the window, the flower she left have all died. In my room, where at the end of the hall, I sit and stare at the wall, thinking how lonesome I've grown. In my
done this many times. Remember way back when you were so shy.
Maybe I amuses. My hand always shielding my eyes. My hand always shielding my eyes. My hand always shielding my eyes.
Tracks there from Mark Arman's band, Mark and the Mumbers, from the Tom Anton Toreros album. You heard Black Heart, In My Room, First Time, and Your Love Is a Lesion. For those that were fans of Soft Cell, probably not a side of Mark Arman that you're particularly familiar with. Mark Arman had a career spanning four decades. He's still going. He's released 27 solo albums, sold over 30 million records worldwide, and was awarded an OBE in 2018 for services to arts and culture. Going to leave you with a track which is a bit of a dedication to James Bond. It's his version, his interpretation of You Only Live Twice. This has been Alt.80s on 2MCFM.
And one for your dreams. You drift through the years and life seems to me so one dream appears and love is it.
True.